healing and the strength that he needs, so please do continue to keep Achin in your earnest prayers. So as you all know, we are nearing the end of our Lenten journey. In just a few weeks, we will be celebrating the most joyous day of our lives as Christians, and that is the Resurrection Day of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, or Easter. So as we continue on this Lenten journey, as we continue to prepare our hearts and minds, let's meditate upon the Word of God, and especially this morning, let's look to the Gospel portion which was selected for today, which comes from the Gospel according to St. Luke, chapter 13, verses 10 to 17, and let's hear what the Lord has to speak to us this morning. Let me read from Luke chapter 13, verses 10 to 17. Now he was teaching in one of the synagogues on the Sabbath, and just then there appeared a woman with a spirit that had crippled her for 18 years. She was bent over and was quite unable to stand up straight. When Jesus saw her, he called her over and said, "Woman, you are set free from your ailment." When he laid his hands on her, immediately she stood up straight and began praising God. But the leader of the synagogue, indignant because Jesus had cured on the Sabbath, kept saying to the crowd, "There are 6 days on which work ought to be done. Come on those days and be cured, and not on the Sabbath day." But the Lord answered him and said, "You hypocrites, does not each of you on the Sabbath untie his ox or his donkey from the manger and lead it away to give it water? And ought not this woman, a daughter of Abraham, whom Satan bound for 18 long years, be set free from this bondage on the Sabbath day?" When he said this, all his opponents were put to shame, and the entire crowd was rejoicing at all the wonderful things that he was doing. Let's pray. Father God, we thank you again for allowing us to come together for worship. We also thank you, Lord, for giving us this opportunity and privilege to meditate upon your Holy Scripture. Speak to us this morning. Strengthen us, and we pray that you would help us to continue to prepare our hearts and minds to receive you as our risen Lord and Savior. Give us strength, give us insight, fill us with your Spirit, grant us your wisdom. Be with us all, and may your blessings continue to abide with all of us. We ask all this in the precious name of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Amen. I was just taking a look at the clock that's hanging in the back of the church. I don't think the time was changed, so that means I have plenty of time this morning to speak to you from the Word of God. I know that we're all busy, we're all eagerly waiting for the things that will transpire after our communion service, so I promise I won't take much time. But as we look at this particular passage and we look at this particular woman who is the central focus of this passage, I want all of us this morning to try to imagine being in this woman's position, or trying to imagine what this woman who had been crippled for 18 years was going through in her life. Let's try not just to sympathize with her, but empathize with her, putting ourselves in her place, trying to understand the conditions that she was facing, or the situations that she was going through, or the challenges that came about in her life because of the condition that she experienced. As we all know, this woman, as it's mentioned here by Luke, this woman was crippled. She was bent over, not able to stand up straight. So, medically speaking, there are many possibilities or possible reasons as to why this woman was experiencing this particular condition. We are not given much insight from a medical point of view, even though Luke, as we know, is a physician. He's not giving us much medical insight into how this woman came to experience this particular physical condition. But we know that this condition that she was going through was a condition that created a great amount of difficulty for her. She was not even able to stand up straight, is what Luke mentions. So if we try to imagine that, not being able to stand up straight, not being able to look up, not being able to see the people around us, not even being able to look at the creation that God has so majestically and magnificently created. For World Day of Prayer, the theme was, all God's creation is very good. So not being able to see God's creation and appreciate its own goodness is something very, very difficult. It's something that would create a lot of emotional pain and struggle for us, not only this physical pain that this woman herself was enduring. So we see that because of her physical condition, she was affected on many different levels. Emotionally, she was affected. We don't know if she was going through a chronic pain, but we can imagine if she was not able to stand up straight, there might have been some pain associated with this particular condition that she was going through. So that pain, we know, the more and more that we experience pain, the more and more it affects us emotionally. The more and more it will even affect us spiritually. We will feel as if we are helpless and hopeless. And I'm sure this woman also felt similarly. She, because of her condition, because of the physicality of her condition, she was affected on many different levels, emotionally, spiritually. And even when we think about her from a spiritual point of view, here Luke gives us insight saying that a spirit had bound her for 18 years. That doesn't mean that it's because of that particular spirit or that demon that she experienced this particular disease or condition that she was going through. But what we are to understand is that this woman was being exploited by Satan in her time of weakness. So when she was experiencing this weakness, when she was experiencing this hardship and this difficulty, we see Satan continuing to convince her that she is never going to be set free from this condition. Trying to convince her that all hope is gone. Trying to convince her that she is ultimately going to be helpless for the rest of her life. This is what Satan or the devil tries to do to us in our times of weakness. Even if it's just a slight moment of weakness, the devil tries to exploit those weaknesses and tries to convince us that there is no escape, that there is no deliverance, that there is no liberation, that we don't have a savior or saving grace. But that's where, in this passage, Jesus makes his presence and makes his impact known to this woman. We've discussed this woman, her condition, from a physical point of view, emotional point of view, spiritual point of view. We know that she was experiencing hardship. We know that all of these things contributed to her identity at that particular time. But when Jesus comes, Jesus reminds her about another very important aspect about her identity. And that is, he calls her daughter of Abraham. Daughter of Abraham. That is probably something that this woman probably didn't understand, or something that she probably forgot about her own personal identity. Having gone through so much hardship and pain, she might have forgotten this great fact that she is a daughter of Abraham, a child of Abraham. Or ultimately, what that reminds us about is that this woman also is a child of God. And we see that when Jesus uses this phrase, there are many things that he is trying to help this woman remind herself about. When we look back to who Abraham was, that he was the man whom God chose to deliver his people. He is the man that God chose through whose seed salvation would come to the world. So by being identified as a daughter of Abraham, what Jesus is doing is helping this woman to understand that she herself has been given a great promise by God himself. That God is a God of salvation. That the God that she worships, the God that we worship, is a God of liberation. The God who saves us, who helps us to understand that we have a great hope. And that's what this title that Jesus uses here signifies. That this woman does have hope because she is a daughter of Abraham. And as a daughter of Abraham, she is given the promise of salvation. She is given the promise of being set free from this bondage that Satan has bound her with. She is going to be set free from slavery to sin. She is given new life through this identity of being known as a daughter of Abraham. And this is what Jesus helps her to understand through him giving her healing in this particular episode. Jesus looks to this woman, calls this woman, touches this woman. And through all of that, she is restored. She is made well again. She is cured or set free, as Luke says, from her ailment. And that is because she can trust in Christ. She can trust in the promises that God has made. She can know that God is a God of salvation and a God of hope. And that is what we as believers are preparing to celebrate as we draw closer and closer to Easter, to the resurrection day of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. No matter what in this in this world causes us to feel that we are bound, we have to remember that Christ is the one, through his death and resurrection, has set us free from all of this. That is what we prepare to celebrate, the freedom that Christ has given to us. Not freedom to do whatever we want, but the freedom from sin, freedom from eternal death, freedom from all hopelessness. He has given us new hope, given us new life, and that is what we come to celebrate together on Easter as we journey towards that day together. So dear friends, dear brothers and sisters in Christ, let's remember who we are when we are in the presence of God. We are his children. We are children of the promise. We are the people that God has promised to be with until the end of time. In this life and in the next life, God promises to be with us, and that is all made possible by Christ, by his sacrifice, by his death, by his resurrection. It's given to us as the gift of salvation. And Christ calls out to us each and every day to accept this gift of salvation, to come to him, to experience his love, his transforming grace, just as this woman in this passage experienced as well. So let's prepare our hearts and minds adequately and meaningfully to celebrate Easter this year. May the blessings of our Lord and Savior continue to be with us all. And I hope and pray that this Easter season or the resurrection day of our Lord is a meaningful one for all of us. Let us come to the presence of our Lord, completely submit ourselves and be used for his glory. On behalf of my family, let me wish all of you a very blessed and happy Easter. We'll not be able to celebrate Easter with all of you this year, so we wish you all of God's blessings during this Easter and resurrection season. Let us bow our heads in prayer. At this time, I would like to request Miss Tessie Samuel to lead us in prayer.